You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by HuntStand. HuntStand is the number one hunting app in the country, and at only $29.99, HuntStand offers a ton of functionality for hunters all over the country. Whether you own your own property or strictly hunt public, you can choose from over a dozen base maps, view property ownership information, 3D mapping, local weather, log your sightings and harvest, as well as use their trail cam management software, and print maps from your hunt areas. Download it today at the Apple App Store or Google Play. HuntStand. Upgrade your arsenal.
Welcome to the Ohio Huntsman Podcast, where three brothers, Jason, Jacob, and Jeff, discuss all things hunting in Ohio. Our goal is to be your source for accurate and reliable hunting news and conservation issues in the great state of Ohio, as well as some fun and interesting conversations along the way. This is the Ohio Huntsman Podcast.
Are you listening?
All right, so the start of the last episode. First things first, because this is important for everybody's deer season. We just got back from Dairy Queen, and they had one of their, you know, seasonal monthly blizzards or whatever. Was some kind of like salted caramel toffee fudge thing. I thought, oh, that sounds good. I'll try that. My first bite reaction was, wow. And not in a good way. I think the lid fell off the salt shaker or something when they salted this salted caramel toffee fudge. I don't know if that's what it's called, but something like that. Because holy smokes, was there. It was salty. And I thought, well, you know how blizzards are. Sometimes it's all just kind of on top. I thought, I'll mix it up. You know, it'll be fine.
Right.
Every bite was like, oh my God. And I'm a salt person, you know, like I like salty pretzels and, you know, salty chips. And like, I eat about a third of it. And I was like, I told Amanda, I said, I'm tapping out on this. Like, that's making my heart race. Like, it's just too much salt. So beware. I don't know if they're all like that or if, like I said, the cap fell off and they said, oh, it'll be fine. You know, I don't know, but I guess buyer beware on that one for your after hunt snacks.
Uh-huh. So did you put the rest out as a salt block then?
I should have. I didn't think about that. I ended up throwing it away. Uh-huh. Both Ella and Amanda tasted it. Ella, she's just pretty much plain Jane. You know, she likes either vanilla or twist with sprinkles. You know, Amanda likes blizzards, but yeah, her first thing was like, wow, that's salty. Neither of them liked it either, so it wasn't just me. So, aside from my Dairy Queen debacle, we don't have a topic for today other than to just say thanks, and hopefully we'll see you all around. I think I speak for you guys when I say, you know, after we released the episode saying that we were going to be shutting the podcast down, you know, just the amount of people that reached out and sent us a note saying that we impacted them in some fashion was, you know, kind of overwhelming for me. You know, it was like we sit here talking into microphones and, you know, the numbers show that people are listening, but to actually hear from a bunch of you out there, that it really meant a lot to me, I know. And so, yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't have a ton to say aside from that other than thank you. You know, thank you all for giving us an hour plus thereabouts once a week for the past 3 years. It's been fun. Learned a lot. I don't know. I don't want to. I guess I'll let you guys add something in if you have something you want to add. I don't want to talk the entire time?
Well, I would just kind of echo like what you said, Jason. It's it was humbling, I guess, in a way to actually hear from people that we, that, you know, I guess we reached or touched or, you know, impacted. Or, you know, there's people that said that they, you know, are even looking into doing their own podcasts now because of, you know, they've on whatever topic that is near and dear to them, you know, they saw us do it and they're like, oh, we should try this. This would be cool. So, you know, it's just all walks, you know, it wasn't just your standard, like, thanks, but hate to see you go, but thanks. You know, it was like it, we received some like really detailed, in-depth messages that were very touching. And you didn't even, I guess I speak for myself personally, I guess. I never dreamed that we would three guys BSing about hunting. Right. You know, none of us have any real background. I mean, Jeff has some environmental and wildlife background, but, you know, the rest of us, Jason and I, we don't. And we just are talking about where we came from, what we like to do. It's a passion of ours. We're trying to pass it on to the next generation. And it's cool to hear that, you know, people appreciate that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, agree. We know we enjoyed the content we provided and, you know, the information that we, you know, found was interesting to us. But it was, you know, nice that other people had an interest. You know, and I think that's part of, you know, kind of the modern age of hunting where, you know, there is no check stations. There's, you know, it's becoming more and more of an individual sport and there's less of a community. And so we enjoyed the community that was created. And, you know, like we've said before, you know, we're not going away entirely, just exploring new avenues.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was nice to see that the community, because all you see now is the community through social media, which can be very negative and hurtful, especially towards, for some reason, the hunting community on Facebook likes to really pick each other apart and tear each other down. You know, a guy gets a trophy once in a lifetime buck, and of course the first thing it's like, oh, what fence did you shoot that inside of? Or, oh, yeah, you know, did you lead him in with a leash? Or, you know, it's just,
yeah,
there's a lot of negativity you see, which anyone who understands social media and really knows the big picture is, you know, that's the minority of opinions, but it appears to be the majority because of the algorithms.
Yeah.
You know, so it's nice to hear from other people that are just like us. You know, I mean, we never claimed to be expert hunters. You know, there's not a single one of us that have shot a deer, I would say, over, I don't know, 140.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just, we're just average guys, and we just kind of went out on a limb to talk hunting with other average people. And it was kind of cool to see that there is more people like us out there than I guess you realize, because all you see is, you know, if it's not 200 inches, you shouldn't shoot it. What are you shooting the babies for? You know, that kind of, it's all you see on social media. At least I do, you know, and it's bashing everyone from kids to women to men. It doesn't matter. They just, a lot of keyboard warriors. So it's good to see that there's good people out there who appreciate good content and just kind of like the old cabin stories or like campfire stories. You know, we're just going to tell you how it went, what we saw, what we didn't see, what we enjoyed about it, what sucked about it, you know. Yep. And then people can relate to that.
Yeah. And I think it's important to circle back to what Jeff was saying about, you know, I don't want to call this a goodbye. I, you know, maybe more of a see you later, or you know, see on the other side in some other fashion. Because, you know, everything Jake just said is true, and we appreciate all of you and this community, and we don't want it to go away just because we're no longer doing a weekly podcast. You know, we plan to continue to engage on social media, and, you know, we don't know exactly where things will lead from here, but, it, you know, we're not just unplugging everything entirely. So,
yeah, I mean, we're certainly going to keep hunting just as hard as we were, if not harder, because we'll have a little more free time. So,
yeah,
you know, we're still going to be in the woods chasing whitetails. Jeff's still going to try to figure this duck thing out, you know, and we're going to get out there and try and get our kids involved. And the story doesn't, the narrative doesn't change. You know, it's just we're not, unfortunately, for our listeners, I guess, we're not going to share it weekly through this format. You know, if you follow us on shows, so if I could talk social media, you know, it'll still be there. Like, and like we've said before, it'll probably be there more. We'll have more social media posts and stuff, because anyone who's ever looked into a podcast, it's producing a podcast, there's a lot of time commitment. You know, it's not just sit around and BS for an hour and upload it to the website. You know, there's a lot of other stuff gets involved and is part of it. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm excited to see where the new avenues take us. Just, you know, equally as excited to see where we're going as sad to close this chapter. But
like, yeah,
you said, you know, it's fun. It's been fun. We've learned a ton. Met a lot of really good people. Talked to a lot of really cool people on the podcast. People that, you know, I'm pretty sure I've said before, like, never would have spoken to before. Just topics that were brand new to me. You know, I've gotten to learn. I've learned a lot, just like all the listeners. So,
yeah. Same with me. Same here. And, you know, I think, I hope you know, you, the listeners out there, if you have questions for us, you know, during season, hey, here's what I got going on. I mean, we're happy to try and help out with any of that. Like, like we said, like Jacob said, we're not, you know, we're not the Drurys. We're not, you know, killing giant bucks every year. So, you know, that's not our bread and butter, but we're happy to help with, you know, we're local. We, you know, we know some of the hunting areas and things like that. So, happy to help in whatever ways we can. And yeah, I guess that's it for me. I don't know, anybody else have anything else they want to add before we say sayonara?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's been a fun ride.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think keep repeating myself, I guess, but you know, it's been enjoyable. We've enjoyed it. It's been a labor of love, but we are moving on to other things, other directions, and excited about it. We'll see where we go, and we hope the listeners kind of come along for the ride.
Agreed. All right, so for the last time, thank you all for listening, and we won't talk to you next week. This will be it. So if you do want to talk to us next week, hit us up on social. But with that, I think we'll shut it off and just leave it with a thank you and good luck with this season and future seasons.